some background information.
Several months ago,
attractive guy in the middle of this story, but you got to hear the beginning first, okay? Is that backgammon is a game which is, you know, like chess is super complex, right? Like supercomputers play against world experts, and who knows who wins. And bridge, which is also what I play, actually more than backgammon or whatever, is even more complex and, you know, far from being a solved problem. Backgammon is moderately complex, but not super complex. So this guy was doing something with backgammon in the terminal, right? He had some kind of backgammon thing on his laptop. Okay, it was like about probably 6'1", kind of like a white guy, like, you know, not like me, like I'm kind of dark. You know, he was like one of those kind of Marlboro, like, you know, guys, like just that had a like little bit of stubble, blonde, you know.
Very that's a lot masculine. Of detail for yeah. a guy to remember. Yeah.
Well, okay. I am straight, 100% straight, and very enthusiastically straight, but I notice appearances. I think that human beings are one of the interesting things on this planet, so I pay attention. But anyway, backgammon on his PC, so I asked him about it, because I'm a backgammon player, right? Turns out he's playing this game, well, it's not a game, he's got this training program that's like this hardcore, like you play a game and it completely analyzes all your mistakes and tells you how much probability you screwed up and all this kind of stuff. And so he, like, is telling me about this thing, and it turns out the guy is a professional game player.
Ooh.
Whoa, that was fast. The guy's like the world champion of all these online video games. He's like traveled all over the world and kicked everybody's butt in all the games that the kids play. And
thank you.
And he's like pretty much into like poker and backgammon and stuff like that too. Of course, my brain was not ready for that.
So he gambles on backgammon?
Yeah, he gambles on more like poker and backgammon. I don't think he makes that much money though. I think he makes like probably about anywhere from 50 to 100 per year.
Which is not
not bad for a gambler.
Gambling.
I mean, like, he's not like a bazillionaire.
But it's not like...
It's not like being the world champion of baseball. Now, if you're the world champion of baseball...
You're the world champion of baseball?
Well, for example, if you're a top-caliber baseball player, you make a lot more money than if you're a top-caliber video game player. Okay.
That was the story. We met a guy who had a computer game.
That was it. Okay. But along the way, we got to talk about a few interesting things.
Such as?
Like razor stubble and I don't know what.
Like what?
What? It's not razor stubble. It's more grown out than that. Like, what would you call that? Like, a beard that isn't like what I have right
now.
We've talked about it here. Yeah, 5 o'clock. But it was more, this is like 3 days.
Well, yeah.
Am I supposed to eat this part? Is that one day?
I wouldn't suggest it.
What is this?
That is rosemary.
Oh,
lavender. One of the two.
Rosemary.
You don't want to eat it.
Okay. It's edible, but...
Yeah, but...
It's like eating a stick.
Like eating a 3-day shovel.
It's lavender.
Well, what, you want to know more about the guy?
Yeah.
Well, he said they did a whole thing on MTV about him, but then I kind of sensed he was into this whole ego thing, like me.
Yeah.
And when people start talking about themselves too much, I like...
That turns you off.
Yeah.
Good thing you start talking about
yourself. Huh?
Good thing you start talking about
yourself. Well, you get these people that are like world champions. I mean, this guy, one of the dads on my hockey team, is like a world champion karate guy, right? But once they start talking about their stuff, like, if they can talk about it, like, in a normal way, that's fine. But once you see they're all up in their head about it, I'm not trying to change the subject. I mean, what's the point?
How is your sausage?
Pretty good. You want to try some?
Yeah.
Which end of...
Which one would you share?
Any part... I'm going to give you the middle.
I'll just have that.
You want that? But that's only one time.
No, I don't want them all together.
Well, we're going up.
How's your burger?
Good. You want someone to sustain a burger?
I mean, doesn't that kind of defeat the purpose? I'm already burning resources on my food. But but I'll try some, sure. Thanks. So I was in Ljubljana. Have you ever been there?
Ljubljana? My grandmother is from there. She lives there. And my uncle.
Have you been there?
Yes.
Have you been to Porto Rose?
To where?
Porto Rose.
No.
P-O-R-T-O-R-O-J. Or Piran. They're on the coast.
Is that in Slovenia?
Yeah.
Right, no, right. I only went to Ljubljana. And that was a long time ago.
When was that?
Like, 20
you didn't,
years ago.
When you didn't need a visa or a black jacket?
That's right. It was before the breakup happened. And I haven't been there since, but I should go.
So you left in...
Very nice.
I left in 96.
2 years after NATO. And by the way, I don't agree with that. I think it was terrible.
Is that why you left?
No. My dad suggested I go away for a year. Because I was fighting with my mom and my brother. And Dad, I never came back.
You were fighting with them because you were 17 or because...
I think so.
Same brother that followed you to Omaha?
More mature than my mom and my brother.
Is that the same brother that followed you to Omaha?
Mm-hmm. Oklahoma.
Omaha.
Tulsa.
Okay. Oklahoma, right? Okay.
Are you from the United States?
Yeah.
Oklahoma's
Dad explained the
geography. I'm from L.A.
Yeah. Which one is the one that's most east? That's Tulsa, right?
North.
Omaha, by the way, is Nebraska.
Yeah.
I think Oklahoma and Omaha are very similar words.
They both begin with O.
And they both have M's in them.
And they have an A at the end.
So I think
they're somewhat close together.
And you know, they're in the Midwest, which...
I don't think that's enough to classify me as an airhead.
Oh, I don't think you've been classified as an airhead. So much
yeah,
as,
I think I did that.
I sensed that.
You guys are so accommodating. That's really interesting.
So Tulsa is to the east, and Oklahoma City is more central.
This sausage is super good. You guys should try it.
I think Tulsa more north too.
North,
I
and,
think.
East,
north
yeah.
and east.
I don't know.
Okay. You really didn't travel.
I went everywhere. I went to Oklahoma City. I went to Houston. No, who lived in Houston? You live in Houston. Houston.
Houston.
Not
all.
I've never been to Dallas. I took a trip actually from Alaska, Anchorage, Alaska, to Canton, Ohio. I grew with my friends for like 7 or 8 northwestern states.
Wow. All the way from Oklahoma? Or did you fly
to Oklahoma? No, I flew to Anchorage and then we drove back to Canton. I just never know where my flights are, but I've been there.
That's a long drive. All the way to Canton?
Yeah, we drove for 2 weeks, like 7 hours a day. 7 or 8 hours a day. Very nice.
I'm not typically one of those people who say that, like, you know, all Americans should do X or all kids should do Y, whatever. But I do fairly strongly believe that all Americans in their youth should drive the United States.
Drive?
Or hitchhike, one or two. But definitely not fly.
I'm going to put my kids on a hitchhike?
Yeah, no, I wouldn't think it should put that kind of. But I think a driving road trip is something that should be like a rite of passage in order to retain your passport.
Is that a way?
What?
I'm going to add some water. You know, my host family, my host mom did these cross-country trips every summer with her family, and they chose a part of the United States they would drive.
It's really hard to see the country any other way.
I like
Bonnie.
I'm too impatient to drive.
You're doing what?
I get impatient when I'm driving. It's weird, I don't get impatient when I'm sailing, but I get impatient when I'm driving.
But is that
right? There is no jam traffic.
There are, it makes me impatient. Well, usually there are.
Is that impatient driving in a traffic jam? Or is that impatient driving?
Not even on the open highway.
On the highway.
What do you get impatient about?
I just want to get there.
You didn't enjoy the scene.
Not when I'm driving.
In all fairness, the scenery is, it's obtained over the course of hours rather than the course of minutes. Western Kansas and Eastern Kansas.
Same thing in Nebraska.
It takes like 6-7 hours to figure that out.
Maybe the problem is I only drove in California, which is mostly super boring. Unless you drive on the coast.
Yeah,
but then it takes a long time.
You see completely different. Actually, even west or east of the Sierra Nevada.
I'm okay driving through them.
Does anybody else want water? I would like a glass of water.
Got it?
And do you want to get another sampler? We'll have another sampler.
Another sampler?
Yeah.
Okay, just different stuff.
Sure.
Is there trying to get another bride?
So far, so good. Okay. It looks like a lot of sausage, so I'm okay.
Do you have a preference
for the beers?
Yeah.
No, I'm okay.
I'll try the one.
Since you haven't noticed, I haven't really been making very good progress.
So I'm going to have to.
I was already acting stupid enough, so. Didn't see the need.
I assume this lemon is there so you can
drink
it inside the beer?
I'm not yet, but I would
have a lemon.
Yeah, but it doesn't come with the beer, with the lemon.
Lemon is half price and is often served with lemon.
In not in New York.
No.
I've seen it with orange too.
How is it?
It's great.
How do you like New York?
I love it.
Yeah?
It was love at first sight.
What's that?
It was love at first sight.
I just cannot imagine living in New York. It would probably drive me crazy.
There are a lot of assumptions about living in New York.
I love it.
One of them is that you don't have a neighborhood. But there are these neighborhoods.
I thought you did have neighborhoods in New York.
Yeah, there are tons of neighborhoods.
In California, we don't have much of neighborhoods. Or city. Except San Francisco. That's the only real city in California.
I think still San Francisco doesn't have that.
It's not like New York. No way.
There are neighborhoods in San Francisco.
Oh, yeah. But New York is awesome.
New York is
but anyway, so it's one of a kind.
My sister and her family live in New York. That's why I was asking.
Cool. Thank you. Well, not my favorite neighborhood, but the one I can afford and right. Close to the park.
What any other? Well, you know, when they finally finish that Second Avenue line, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. Where do you live?
I lived in a bunch of places. So, in college I lived, in the dorms at Cornell.
Mm-hmm.
And afterwards, I lived in Reno Cafe Reggio in the village.
Sounds familiar. Where is it?
It's in the village. You know the four corners in Greenwich Village that have the coffee shops in each of the corners?
Yeah, it has green awning. It's on the, McDougal Street.
Yeah. Yeah, so I live right above that.
Wow.
No, it sucked, but. but I lived there for a while. I shouldn't say it sucked. It was a great location, but
yeah.
I shared a bathroom with three other apartments.
Wow.
And my actually I shared a toilet with the other apartments. My tub was in the kitchen. Really,
the shower
was in the kitchen, yeah, right next to the dining room table.
I think that's common in that neighborhood.
Yeah, apparently. Yeah. But you know, it's good for stories.
Yeah.
But that's why. And then I looked next to Mark Simon.
Stop for East Side.
No. How are the plantains?
Mm. You're almost like a dessert.
Yeah, that's why I waited. A lot sweeter than I thought they'd be.
What were you doing in Ljubljana?
I was there twice actually, on business. The first time, well, so let me tell you about the second time. The first time makes a lot more sense. The second time we were there, there was a conference for my industry, which in the past was neuroprosthesis. And so it turns out Ljubljana is a pretty big center in the world for that kind of stuff.
What is it?
Neuroprosthesis.
What exactly is that?
Like neural stimulators for stroke and spinal cord injury, type of thing, paralysis. Trying to make people walk.
So like those Parkinsonian tendons and stuff like that?
Yeah, stuff like that. Neuroscience in general, but in particular stimulating devices for neural disorders.
So what is your background in? What is your degree?
My degree is in computer science.
Okay.
I have two.
I have three.
Okay. You win. I never said I was well educated.
Go ahead. So you're a computer scientist.
I wouldn't call myself a computer scientist. I'm just a guy. And I've been working all my life, and I managed to get through school, you know, with a couple degrees. But I ended up working in medical device software development, and got involved in this neural stuff and went to Ljubljana for a conference. Because they were having a conference, and they were hosting a conference one year for our society, whatever it was called, the International Functional Electrical Stimulation Society or something. And so the second time I was there was for the conference. And that's when I spent a little more time there, like a week. So the first time was about a year before to kind of try to plan some stuff for that conference. But that didn't go over very well. They never did anything with us. The Ljubljana guys, they never collaborated.
You know, they're jerks.
They're jerks? In what sense? I mean, I know some things. I'm not sure what you're talking about. I mean, like, for example, they'll grab a woman's ass when she walks by. I know that. That's what you meant.
I think that's, in general, what happens in those parts of the world. No, I was just trying to make a joke since we were fighting with them in the war.
Oh.
That they're like, but no, they're, I don't know. I don't know a lot of Slovenians. Well, the Serbia, I just think of them as really kind of stuck up people. And we were much more jokey.
But there was no war. Right? I mean, that's what they told me.
Oh, they just like killed some of our soldiers. While they were sleeping, yeah. Sorry, that's what started the war, actually. Part of it.
But there wasn't much of a war between Slovenia and Serbia.
No, there wasn't. You're right.
It was pretty much compared to what Serbia did with some of their other neighbors.
Yeah.
It was
like, did anybody want the plantain? Anybody want to try it?
Paperwork. No. Compared to that. Well, by Serbia, I mean Yugoslavia, right? Because, like, basically they had big wars with, like, Bosnia and Kosovo. And
yeah.
I guess they didn't really have much of a war with Montenegro or Croatia. Right? I think Serbia got
so
jammed.
So why do you think they were mean to you?
They were not. Mean
they just didn't collaborate.
No, it was like, you know, we couldn't reach a deal, that's all. They wanted the money. They wanted bodies to test stuff on. They just never made a deal. I'm not saying they were bad people. I mean, they're all kind of obnoxious by American standards. Like, I mean, here.
This is the nut brown right there. It is the little soup for you.
Like, their standards for, like, sex equality is not up to what America is like. And I'm not saying what's right or wrong or anything, but...
Sorry, sex equality?
Yeah. What do you mean by that?
No, like, man. Even not too long ago in I don't know about Serbia, but in Slovenia, what they told me is, like, somebody went to a conference in, like, maybe 98 or 97, and if women go to dinner, they don't get menus.
In Slovenia?
Yeah.
That's bizarre.
Apparently that's just how they were. And like what I saw
they must
quite
be
a
prostitutes or something.
I'm talking about the women that worked in our company.
I'm sorry, in what capacity were they working for your company?
You know, engineers.
And they didn't get menus when they went to the...
That's awful. That's interesting.
But I always wondered why she got that promotion.
What kind of engineer?
Oh, God.
They were working on the erectile dysfunction project.
That goes with the simulator part. The simulator, nerve stimulator.
No, the stimulators were injectable. What?
No, it was another bad joke.
Okay. Yeah, you have to be careful because I have a theory about dealing with bad jokes, which is to make a worse one. So I'll make a worse one.
Okay.
And that could be inappropriate. I think by American standards, I could probably be sued for some kind of harassment if I make the jokes that come to my mind. So
I don't want to make you uncomfortable. I'm not going to sue you.
You don't need to worry about me.
Don't
believe me anyway.
Alright, then.
I have one too.
Let's go.
Hey, I work with nurses, nothing will offend me.
Anybody want some beer?
Are we still on Slovenia?
And the women in Slovenia.
It's weird that they didn't get so menu. That's bizarre.
Well, it may also depend on the restaurants. Like, you know, there are certain types of restaurants where businesses nothing. I didn't totally see that. I mean, certain Asian restaurants might do that as well.
My grandmother was a physician. We have long history.
I understand, but that's not typically where you would take. You wouldn't take your grandmother to the kind of restaurants where even, frankly, in Houston, business is conducted. You might not take your grandmother there. Unless your grandmother were extremely liberal.
You would take them to a restaurant when it serves them.
A lot of times when women go to, and I'm not saying, look, I will just say, there are restaurants in Houston where this was in the days when, while this probably was not ethical even then, it was not illegal the way it is now. When I was training in Houston, there were restaurants where the grub reps would take us. Where, you know, the only time you would ever see women would be if they were there in a capacity that was not necessarily for the restaurant or the conversations.
Wow.
And so I wouldn't doubt that
that's a little
country that might
whores, I think, is what he's trying to say.
Well, girls, it's Texas. Escorts.
How do you know?
What's that?
How can you tell?
Well, I mean,
we're not going to go there.
Again,
did they have clothes on?
It was amazing what like companies like Abbott would pay for.
Pay for the workers?
Well, they paid for.
I should try putting that on my expense.
Yeah, I know.
Under the other category.
Wow. I know.
Whores.
$400.
It goes under entertainment.
Wow.
That was a lot of movie tickets.
That was the trainees.
Where is this?
This is in Houston.
They take you
this
to a restaurant
in
that
in the
is...
late 90s.
Wow.
So anyway, what I have found is that if I try to order four ladies, the servers typically are not prepared for that. They're like, can you? If I try to say, you know, they're not, they don't expect me. Like if I,
they don't expect the woman to eat at all.
No, here's how it goes. Let's say that Maya and me are on a date.
Okay.
We're not really on a date, but it's just for a magic. And you're the waiter, okay?
Okay.
And you come to the table and say, you know, are you guys ready to order? And I'll be like, okay, we'd like to have one sustainable burger. And then you'd be like, and you miss? Not, instead of asking me what I'm going to have for myself, you see what I'm saying?
Oh, so then they would ask?
They expect that I order for myself and she orders for herself.
But she wouldn't have a menu.
If I was taking her on a date, it would be probably in America.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, I thought you were...
We could do Paris or whatever, but that, let's leave that for a different conversation.
All right, I thought this was in...
Me too. What happened in Ljubljana?
In Ljubljana?
Yeah, that's where... I have a vague idea of what happens in the United States when, like, you know...
So, we finished the Ljubljana. So in Ljubljana...
No, you said they didn't have the same sex standards.
It's true. They don't have the same, like,
and
they're more chauvinistic. They're more chauvinistic in Texas than we are in California.
What about Ljubljana?
I'm not judging anybody or anything. I'm just saying.
No.
I think Californians are kind of freaks the way they are about stuff. But, you know, I'm saying.
There's a very nice article in The Economist this week, by the way.
Oh, really?
About that exact issue.
Okay, I have to read that. I went to Austin on training, and same company. And the way they are to the women in the workplace, we could never be. We'd be like,
done. Yeah.
That's it. You're done.
But I still don't understand. So women would not receive menus because they would not expect it to order,
no,
or they would not expect it to order for themselves.
Let me explain. Let's separate. Two separate.
That's what I'm on the same channel.
Let me drink another beer and see if I can get this right. All right,
hold on. Maybe I need to drink
too. We might need to draw a picture here.
All right. We got two topics.
That's a good ergonomic.
Over here, we've got Ljubljana.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And over here, we've got what I experience in my daily life here in the U.S.
All right, I have a good sense about this.
Yeah.
This, okay. I don't understand.
So the comment that I, what's the connection between the two, right? So this, okay. Over here, I was saying, they don't have, I mean, they're different about the way, you know, equality stuff. Over here, if I try to be chivalrous and order for a lady, people are like, what are you doing? You know, because they expect that women are equal, all this stuff. Like, they don't expect, like, if I try to do it, it's like out of place, is what I'm trying to say.
Oh, I see.
All right.
It's just kind of a comparison.
Okay.
But what happened there?
And so...
When I was there?
Yeah.
Well, I wasn't on a date. I was on business. But I'll tell you what happened. Okay. What?
All right. Everybody here, dentist.
Hold on. Let me tell you what happened. Is we go to this hospital, okay? They're like, okay, we're going to show you our really good hospital. And we drive all the way out to some place in the mountains.
Lord.
And it's like this resort, right? And there's no patients. They're like, this is our $9 million tuberculosis ward. There's no patients. Just a bunch of fancy immunology crap. And these really hot nurses. And like a handful of doctors going around in sandals. Coming and our host is like this senior guy, you know, like a 55-year-old guy that has
big
a lot
shot,
of power,
yeah.
Big shot.
And you were there for a neurostimulation.
Given a tour
of a tuberculosis hospital.
No, of a hospital that's like a special, really good hospital. Because we were supposed to meet this really good doctor that was supposed to like collaborate with us. And so he's taking us around and introducing us to all these head nurses and assistant nurses, and all these nurses are coming up to the guy like,
and the nurses were women.
Young.
Just
mostly
young.
Men.
In California, that would.
California, there aren't any thin ones, so that's it. But,
and in South Dakota, yeah, okay.
What? Male?
Yeah, there are male nurses in California. No?
Yeah, there are, of course. Okay. There are male nurses everywhere. Why shouldn't nurses be male? Isn't that normal?
Let's go back to the tour of the hospital.
The hospital.
So it's basically a tuberculosis hospital.
It's a resort. It's not really... I mean, I didn't see any patients. I didn't see people running around, you know, with busy carts. I saw all this fancy new construction. No, that was just one ward. And all these hot nurses everywhere. And it's like, what's their job? You gotta wonder.
Is that a rhetorical question?
Yeah.
Taxes? Could it be taxes?
I don't know.
They do taxes too?
Well, I mean, tax deduction or something. This guy's building a hospital. And
they got a big hospital. It's fancy. It's real nice. They said this is where people come, you know, at the
that might be sick.
That are terminal.
Right.
I kind of got the feeling that maybe...
So, I'm still not sure how this... Like, how does this connect to the restaurant where they don't... provide the women.
Okay, here's what I'm kind of trying to insinuate. I think that from the way that people were interacting, my theory is that the whole idea that maybe sexual liaisons among coworkers are a little more commonplace around there than we are, like, it's more kind of, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And so...
So okay, let me give you my frame of thought here. So let's say that, you know, male Dr. X goes on a date with female nurse Y in the United States.
United States?
Right. So they're coworkers.
That's not true.
Day.
Not necessarily.
Do people know about it?
Yeah, let's say people
is
know.
Is it California?
Why is it
Let's say this is Maryland. Where this happens with my residents and students, I mean, there's all of that.
But not with you.
No.
No, because here's what happens.
No, I don't date residents.
Or nurses.
Or the nurses as well with whom I work on a daily basis. No, absolutely not. But let's say they.
Dr. X,
Nurse Y go to a restaurant, a nice restaurant, but they're on a date.
Yeah.
And Restaurant Z, exactly. and waiter Omega at Restaurant Z would offer a menu to both Dr. X and female nurse Y.
Yeah.
Even though there are sexual liaisons between coworkers.
Well, we didn't know that. They just
You're being logical. Your point is that there's no logical connection between
not giving her a menu
and menus.
In the end, the priority is why isn't the woman being allowed to get food?
She gets food.
Oh, she does. She doesn't get to choose food.
No, she doesn't get to choose food.
All right. That was my only question. Is she only there to, like, you know? To
what kind of guy would it be if she had to choose?
I'm gonna have to have another beer just to deal with this thing.
That part I understand. I just didn't know. Sometimes
what kind of gentleman would burden his companion with choosing food?
Every time, everything you have said up until this point has not really implied that he in these stories were gentlemen.
The who?
The men in these stories were gentlemen.
Well, but the whole point is, even if they're not, then if the waiter, it's two different mentalities, okay? The regular mentality is everybody's equal, I'll give everybody a menu. The other mentality is that giving the menu to the woman insults the men. If you assume that ordering for your companion is a responsibility that chivalrous gentlemen are supposed to...
Is that what happened in Ljubljana?
Not to me. But because by the time I got there, they'd already kind of finished. Or at least maybe they know when Americans come, they'll do that. But I'm saying other colleagues that were there a little bit earlier than me, like in the late 90s, that's what they experienced.
With the female U.S. workers?
Yeah.
They weren't given menus.
Well, it was assumed that they were there. Oh, this is...
No, actually, I think they were wives.
This is a chivalry.
I think they were wives. Yeah. But, I mean, I'm saying... take out the business in our context. I mean, I think what my...